Yes, I love you. How I love you. I really love you. Lord, I love you. Yes, I love you. How I love you. I really love you. Just for who you are and all of your glory. My heart sings, holy, holy, you are everything I need you to be, you are the great I am. Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. Yes, I love you. How I love you. I really love you. Lord, I love you. Yes, I love you. How I love you. I really love you. Just for who you are. In all of your glory, my heart sings, holy, holy, you are everything I need you to be. You are the great I am. Yes, you are. You are the great I am. Every day you are. You are the great. Yes, he is. I am. Hallelujah. He is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah, because we serve a great God. He is great, and he is greatly to be praised. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Hallelujah. Nobody greater, nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, Nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are the one who carried out redemption's plan. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, I still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are the one who carried out redemption's plan. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you, oh Lord. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. You're a great God. Nobody greater, he's holy, hallelujah. Nobody greater, he's faithful, hallelujah. Nobody greater than you. He's holy, he's greater, he's worthy, he's faithful. Nobody greater, hallelujah. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Oh, lift up your voices and say hallelujah, because there's no one greater than Jesus. There's no one greater than ourselves.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Lord. You have truly been our dwelling place throughout all generations. And we come to realize, Father, that it's only in you that we live, we move, and have our very being. Lord, there's nobody, absolutely nobody, greater than you. So we bow our heads to you, Father, honoring you, seeking your face, and asking you, Lord God, to use us for your glory. Lord God, we thank you for this, the Master's Call. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their yes when they look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord God, we ask that you have your way through this service. As we worshiped you this morning through our minister Tiffany, Lord God, we come to realize there is nobody greater than you. Use your vessel, Father God, for your glory this morning, and open our ears to hear what the Spirit has to say. Because, Lord God, in this day we say thank you. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your peace. And thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in this season. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. We thank you for Artist Life and all those that are part of it, Lord God. And we're asking you, Lord, to continue to have your way through us, in us, and for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we look to you in every way. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah and amen. Host, are you there?
Amen, 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 hallelujah. I am here, prayer general, minister, evangelist, Brenda Henry Terrell. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us, and thank you for opening us up with that anointed prayer this morning. Thank you for serving us in excellence, and I hope you have a blessed day. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each and every single one of you. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California, and I welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. Today we woke up in victory, and so we give God the glory, the honor, and praise. And I heard so many new callers dial in this morning, so we say welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. And just so you know a little bit about our call, we are the Master's Call. This call started back on October the 25th of 2010 by our two anointed, amazing, inspiring, dedicated, and kingdom-building co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank God for their yes, because their yes allows for us to be here so that our lives would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here with the Master on the Master's Call. We stand on Psalm 88:13. It reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so we start our call off in prayer. We end our call in prayer. You may have a prayer request or a praise report. We do have a email address that you could send that information to, and that would be simply to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And we also have a website, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages have been archived, all of the information from our speakers. You can find it on the bios, information for fasting, just whatever you need, you can find it. And like I said, we go all the way back to 2010. So we just got through last month celebrating our 10th anniversary here on the Master's Call. And so we are in celebration mode, and God is definitely elevating us higher and higher. And you're probably saying, how did they get together? You know, 10 years they've been there. What? Yeah, so we all at some time or another have been connected to a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist Life. If you're not familiar with it, then get back with the person that invited you to this call and they'll share more with you. But we thank God for the DSD Leon family and for Artist Life. And if you are an Artist Life distributor, don't forget, after this call, we head over to the morning motivational call. And today, Inspirational Monday. Our host and our speaker will be none other than one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. So if you would dial into 712-770-4005, use the access code 294-617-pound, and that is immediately following this call. But I don't want to go any longer. I actually am going to be turning over the rest of this call to Dr. P.K. Roberts. So it has been an honor for me to not only open up and worship this morning, but to also set up the platform for her to come. And so at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line. And everyone loves her. We know her as Dr. Super Fantastic. She is out in Monticello, Mississippi, and she has traveled the world. And so I love her because she is precious. She is efficient. She is kind. She is outgoing. She is loving. And she is our anointed and appointed speaker for this morning, none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K. Roberts, are you there?
Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
God bless you. And thank you so, so very much for jumping up there in that California town early in the morning, letting us know that there is nobody greater than our Lord. Thank you so very much. And what can I say about our Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Terrell? Thank you, our prayer general, for what you do here and for ushering God's people into this virtual sanctuary this morning. I do want to honor and give God praise this morning for my sister. And I tell you, she and I have worked down through the years, but I think she's worked a little harder than me. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon down there in Pearview, Texas, thank you. I love you and appreciate you. I heard my new pastors on the line, and they have my same name out of that North Carolina town. Thank you, Pastors Roberts, DJ, and Amber for being on the call this morning. And I thank each and every one of you, all of the new members, and my cousin is here on the call this morning from Pensacola, Florida. I'm just grateful, so grateful you all to be here in this season for such a time as this. And I, before I get into this word, I want to just address an issue that was brought to us on this week. We had a young lady to die. She's the niece of our Flanagan Power Team. They're out of New Jersey. My children, my New Jersey children, you know I have children everywhere. And so I want us to open our hearts and minds as I'm going through this message. And I did not even know until last night that we were going to be asked to do this. However, Tanya, the niece of the Flanagans, died. She's 53 years old, left 10 children and a husband behind, and wasn't prepared for death. I tell you, I will still use this statement: until you have prepared to die, you are not ready to live. Everybody needs to get prepared for this thing that's going to happen to each and every one of us. None of us get out of it alive, none of us. And so I'm asking everybody who will to give us $50 toward this, toward helping. They need $10,000 to help bury and do what is necessary to put closure on this, or at least start the grieving process in the right way. And we want you to send that to Cash App, Dr. Vanessa Dallas. Dr. Vanessa Dallas, we want to help this family out, help these babies out. No, they are not grown children. They are still babies. They got one grown, look like to me, in the bunch. And we need to help out, and I know that we can. With that being said, I need a shift. There is something about the sound sound that ushers in the place where I need to be this morning. I need you all to know that when things are not going quite the way you want them to go, put on you some music and get the dancing. That's what I want you to do. My angel, Sharon, Minister Sharon Stowers, come to the front of the line and sing for me great things. And I'm going to go into this word. I want you all, as she's coming, to turn to your word. This morning, I really do need you to get pencil and paper. This is an important message today. God gave it to me in such a way that I know it is not me. Hey, glory be to God. So Amos, the 9th chapter, just begin reading and read on down through the 13, 14, 15 verses. This is absolutely awesome. All righty, I'm ready for you.
Hallelujah. Can you hear me, Dr. TK?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Amen, amen, amen. Again, thank you so much, Thomas, for bringing us in.
Amen.
Brenda, for praying that powerful prayer. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Great things. Oh, I'm expecting great things. Oh, I'm expecting great things. Oh, I'm expecting great things. Great things in my life. Hallelujah. You do great things. And in my home, you do great things. And all around, you keep doing great things. Oh, my eyes have not seen, but I choose to believe in great things. Oh, say our eyes have not seen, but we choose to believe in great things. I'm going to say it again. Hallelujah. In my life, in the TMC of life, you do great things. Hallelujah. Every day. And in our homes, we're watching you work here and there, in our families, our finances. You are doing great things. Hallelujah. And all around, even in the White House, Jesus, you keep on doing great things. Oh, eyes may not see, but we choose to believe in great things. Just say it one time, wait, we'll be through. Oh, eyes have not seen, but we choose to believe in great things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ooh, glory to God. Our eyes haven't seen, hallelujah, the great things that the Lord wants to do for us. Our scripture reading today comes from Amos, the 9th chapter, the 13th verse, and I'm going to be reading it from the Message Bible. Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, my goodness, I thank him. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to begin at the 11th verse, and it says, "But also on that judgment day, I will restore David's house that has fallen to pieces. I'll repair the holes in the roof, replace the broken windows, fix it up like new. David's people will be strong again and seize what's left of enemy Eden, plus everyone else under my sovereign judgment, God's decree. He will do this." You better listen to this decree. "Yes, indeed. It won't be long. It won't be long now, God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings, blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people Israel." Bless the name of Jesus. "They'll rebuild their ruined cities. They'll plant vineyards and drink good wine. They'll work their gardens and eat fresh vegetables. And I'll plant them on their own land. They'll never again be uprooted from the land I've given them. God, your God, says so." Shift and shifting. Did you all hear me preach on that last week? On the fact that God has shifted, is shifting, and is going to continue to shift. But it is time for us as his people to shift. Now, you all, I love this America. I do love United States because I have lived in other countries and I've visited many. And there is no place like the United States. Yes, we have our faults. The democracy of this country is super fantastic because we exchange leadership in this country through the shaking of hands, supposedly, and just not by guns and war, but we go in and do it very civil. However, today, I want us to understand and remember the true value of God's word. I want us to be anchored in God's word as we are going through this season of election, pre-election, post-election, supposedly. As some says, it's not over because of fraudulent voting and all of this. But I want to talk a little bit about the season that we are in because it is causing God's people, the people of God, to come under attack in a way that is so troubling for my spirit. When I hear a sermon that is all about standing against another group of people as opposed to unifying people, it bothers me. And it doesn't bother me when you stand up against the devil himself, the enemy of hate and racism. It doesn't bother me. But when you stand up against a group of people because of who they are, the color of their skins, the places they have lived, and the cities they live in, the blue states against the reds, it bothers me. And because I've been so bothered, God did something for me that he doesn't do often, and he pulled me into the place of a prophetic realm, and I don't live as a prophet. My sister, Pastor Vanessa, is a prophet. She can prophesy just like this and knock you out with the word, knowing you know it's coming straight from the Lord, and it comes true. Mm-hmm. I don't walk there. And so when God pulls me here, it does something to me. So if I get emotional as I'm going through this process, it's because there's a place that kind of caused me somewhat uneasiness. But I want you to listen to me because God says it is absolutely essential for you to hear and follow these instructions. When God told the Israelites to march around Jericho wall seven times, he meant seven times. Had they not walked around it seven times, the wall would not have collapsed. Jesus told the lepers, show yourself to the priest. If they had not gone and shown themselves to the priest, I don't believe that they would have been healed. They had to obey prophetic instructions. Jesus told the blind man to pick up your bed and walk. The lame man, brother, God bless me today. Nothing happened until he stood up to pick up to go up. We must learn how to follow instructions. Is somebody ready to shift with me? Well, here we go. Today, as I've already stated, I'm not speaking to you as Dr. PK, your sister, friend, mother, whatever title you may have for me or no title at all. This morning, I'm asking you to hear the voice of the prophet. I'm asking you to listen to what the scripture says by the hands of this prophet. Listen. This morning, we want to deliver emotions, thinkings, and actions to the level to let this mind that we have be in Christ, let the mind of Christ be in us so that we can shift. We need to move. Somebody better say shift. Help me to shift this morning. Amos 9 and 13 says, I want you to believe what it says, and we're going to read it. Read this right here. It says, yes, indeed, it won't be long. Things are going to happen so fast, your head. The first point I want you to look at is this thing here, your head, your head. Number one, your discerning capacity will increase during this season. Why am I saying that? Because God told me to tell you. Yes, indeed, it won't be long now, God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast, your head. What does the head represent? The head here represents enlightenment, your awareness, your knowledge. When you see the word head in the Bible, all of these words are emphasized as we study to show ourselves approved. Yes, yes, yes. When we see the word head, God wants you to know that your capacity of being able to discern is going to increase during this time. God, thank you for discernment. Somebody say, God, thank you for discernment. You do you remember when the two women came to King Solomon? One of them had overslept their baby that night, and the baby was dead, and they brought this baby to the king, and he had to decide who the mother was. He said, well, let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take the sword, and we're going to cut the baby in half, give you half, and give you half. And one of the women said, no, king, no, king, don't do that. Just give her to her. Give the baby to her. Don't do that. And the king says, you are the mother of the baby because you would have allowed me to kill the baby. And no mother will allow their baby to be. God is going to give you that kind of discernment during this season. And I want you, I'm talking about right now season, right now, so that you would know the truth. You would know who's telling you the truth. And I would be sitting sometimes in my counseling sessions and people telling me good stories. I remember this woman came in and told me that she had had a miscarriage of triplets, and the commander believed her. And I said, no, liar, liar, pants on fire in my mind. And I went to, and you know I had to do research. I had to get on top of that. Sure enough, you all, this woman was lying because she wanted to bring her husband back from being deployed over. You've got to have a sharp spirit of discernment right now. God says if you follow the instructions that I'm giving you right now, you're going to have that kind of discernment. You're going to need that kind of discernment because of the mission that he's getting ready to get to put you on. You're going to walk by people, and God is going to say, stop and talk to that person. Hey, glory, I want you to get yourself in a place so that you can see and feel things and be quick to act on those things that God is telling you to do. Yes. The more you use this gift, the stronger it's going to become. It's going to be a little frightening at first, but fear and faith don't walk in the same together. And so it's okay that you're a little scary, but put fear to the side and say, by faith, I'm opening my mouth. Hi, sir. Hi, ma'am. How are you doing today? That's going to open the door for you. God knows I got to walk on. Walk in this level of discernment with your knowledge so that your spiritual capacity will absolutely expand and you can see and understand what it is that God is going to do in your life. Listen to me. When you do this, Hosea 4:6, you all need to read that right quick. I don't have time to run up in there. But when your discernment capacity expands, your knowledge expands. Notice in Hosea 4:6, it says that my people are destroyed not because they don't have power, not because they are not anointed, but they are destroyed, however, throw out that but, however, they are destroyed for the lack of what? Knowledge. This, notice too in this scripture, it goes on to say that I will reject them for they have rejected me. He was rejecting the priests because they had rejected his knowledge. God says that. And he said, not only am I going to reject them, I'm going to reject the children. I'm going to refuse because they refuse to get knowledge. The more you practice your discernment, the more knowledgeable you're going to become. And the more knowledgeable you're going to become, the better you're going to be able to fight this fight and walk this walk for the Lord. Now, what closes the door to destruction? Knowledge. Knowledge will close that door. Operating at a level of discernment so that the enemy cannot get to you and get to your children. Somebody ought to say, wow, wow, wow. Lord, it's time for me to stop. I'm going to give you, Lord, I wanted to give you two more points, but I can't. Let me just say
amen. Amen.
Just this one thing. I want you all to understand that you are at a point now where you cannot allow Satan to do to you what he has done in the past, and that is to use this election to turn you against your friends, your family, and your loved ones. Get your mind on discernment and watch and see what God is going to do for you. I have two more steps to give you, and you're going to be absolutely empowered. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as I close this call right now, I'm closing it praying for this nation. As I bring this call to an end, I bring it to an end today, not because we are finished, but because we are just beginning. We are beginning this season of election. Yes, we are, because you are calling your people to a place of hearing you in a special way. We love you, God. We thank you. And God bless this country as only you can. Touch those who are in leadership, those who are still counting balance, those who are supposed to understand this process. God, you touch and you move, you deliver, you set free. God, we pray for the Flanagan family this morning and all of those who have called in and asked that we pray for them. Your anointing be released upon them in Jesus' name. And we thank you and we give you the glory, for we belong to you and we are shifting as you shift us into our spiritual realm with you. Now, God, we ask that your precious Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each of us as we leave this place. We want to represent you well. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. God bless you, and I absolutely love you.